This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There were organized protests all over Wisconsin and the nation over the weekend. Max Martinson reports.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights, I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, civic media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets.
Get up, get down. Milwaukee is a union town. Get up.
For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
The numbers are in, and Wisconsin again has a big surplus. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Evers administration has announced the state ended fiscal year 2025 with a positive ending balance of $4.6 billion in the general fund, the state's main checking account exceeding previous estimates by over $265 million. Additionally, the state's rainy day fund, also known as the budget stabilization fund, increased to approximately $2 billion. This is the largest balance in the rainy day fund in state history, which has grown by over $1.6 billion under Governor Evers' leadership, more than six times what it was at the end of fiscal year 2018. According to the Department of Administration, notably, the six largest ending general fund balances in state history have all occurred in the six full fiscal years that Governor Evers has been in office.
Meanwhile, advocates are asking for help after repeated vandalism at Pheasant Branch Conservancy. Dane County Parks staff have relocated a trail and they closed an old one. The goal is for that to turn back into wild prairie. But volunteers say someone keeps coming and reopening the old trail. Volunteers believe they're even bringing their own equipment to do it. Now, friends of Pheasant Branch Conservancy are asking people to keep an eye out when they visit and report it if they may have seen something odd so they can find the people responsible. Meanwhile, one of Dane County's public wild properties is now a whole lot bigger. The Sugar River Wildlife Area is in Verona and Montrose Township. It first opened in 2018 with 60 acres of land. It's now expanded with more than 900 acres. Anybody who visits can hike, snowshoe, hunt, fish, canoe, and kayak. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News. The price to park at Dane County Regional Airport and the Alliant Energy Center could soon go up. Right now, it costs about $8 for most cars to park at the Alliant Energy Center. The county board is considering raising that to $10. At the airport, the maximum daily rate for the surface lot would go from $8 to $12, and at the economy lot, it would go from $6 to $10. Parking costs at the airport have stayed the same since 2008. County board documents show raising the prices would bring in at least an extra $1.4 million every year. The county's Public Works and Transportation Committee has approved these changes. Eventually, they'll go to the full county board. Meanwhile, as it gets colder here, there are more flights to warm destinations. Starting this week, the Dane County Regional Airport will have new nonstop flights to Phoenix and Fort Myers, and then in a couple weeks, there will be a new one to Miami, too. The airport director says there's high demand for these trips, and this summer was the busiest on record for the airport. And Wisconsin's favorite convenience store is no longer taking pennies. Here's Connie Feldman.
No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
That's Connie Feldman. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.